Welcome to Echoes of Enlightenment, where we talk about spirituality, life lessons, and overall self-development. In today's episode, I wanted to talk about how to raise your vibration from eliminating white lies. In this episode, I wanted to talk about the importance of getting rid of white lies to raise your vibration. We don't really realize how low vibrational white lies are. We think when we tell a big lie, you know, sometimes you have, you know, the guilt knowing you didn't tell the truth. But when you think you tell a white lie, that it's not as bad because it's small. Now, I want to give you this comparison. Imagine eating a Hershey bar, just a regular size Hershey bar. What's worse, one Hershey bar or 25 Hershey Kisses? Just because you're eating the Hershey Kisses and they're small doesn't mean that it's not more than that one big Hershey bar. The Hershey bar is a big lie and the Hershey Kisses are the white lies. It equals out. And each time you tell a lie, it lowers your vibration. And when it's a white lie, you don't feel it as much when you're telling it. Or the person might not even realize, they don't catch on to it because it's not a big enough lie. It's just a small white lie. But the person that does feel the white lie is yourself. Because the further you deviate from the authentic version of yourself, is closer you get to a low vibrational state. Because when you tell that white lie, deep down you know you're not telling the truth. And that's a slight feeling of guilt. And guilt is a low vibrational feeling or emotion. And that adds up over time. I mean, no telling how many white lies people tell a day. And over the course of a day, you've eaten two full-size Hershey bars. And how healthy is that for your body? So if you can eliminate the white lies that erase your vibration because you're staying authentic to yourself. But a lot of the times people will tell white lies socially. It's kind of to fit in with the crowd. Because somebody will come up and be like, oh, have you seen this movie? Blah, blah, blah. This was a great movie. And you don't want to be the one to be like, oh, no, I didn't see it. You know, some people will say, no, I didn't see it. But some people will say, yeah, I saw it. Or they're like, do you remember this part? Or say you did see the movie. And then they go, you remember this part when so-and-so did that? And then you're like, oh, yeah. Knowing you didn't see it. Now, deep down inside of you, you're hoping this person doesn't go, you remember, you know, ask a follow-up question. Because now you have to create another white lie or just a regular lie to cover that. And now the anxiety has crept in because you're hoping you're not even listening to the story anymore because you're worried about if they're about to bust you in this lie over a movie part that you said you saw when you didn't see it. So now you're dragging yourself into the low vibrational state. Now you have worry, anxiety, and a slight bit of guilt just for even starting the lie. And that was all unnecessary, and that's the opposite way that you want to be going if you're trying to raise your vibration. Now to raise your vibration, just say you didn't see it. And if they're like, oh, you don't remember that, or you didn't see that, or really? Just say, no, I didn't see it. Now this person needs to just explain. If they really want you to know about that part in the movie, they just need to explain a little more because I didn't see any of it. But when I walk away from that conversation, I still feel light. Because I didn't tell any lies. My vibration is the exact same way I walked in. Or it might even get a little higher. Because I'm actually proud of myself. You'll be proud of yourself. Because you're like, all right, I was authentic. I stayed true to myself. And then you just pat yourself on the back. Like, yeah. Now imagine doing that all day. It's going to be tough if you're a social person because there's a lot of talking involved when you're social. And what's going to have to happen is to cut out the white lies. Is you're going to have to stop talking so much. You're going to have to stop talking so much because people are going to be like, oh, how about this, you know, have you been to this restaurant? Did you try this? And a lot of people are like, yeah, I tried it. It was great. Just to keep the conversation going. But deep down, you know you didn't go. And your subconscious knows you didn't go. So you're carrying a little bit of guilt with you. And we're trying to eliminate the guilt because it's a low vibrational feeling or emotion. So when you cut out half of your talking or, you know, just a good amount to where you don't, you know, you're not just saying things to fit in, you'll begin to realize you're kind of getting to know yourself better because you're not being swayed into agreeing that you've seen something or agreeing that, you know, this happened or any of the little white lies. They feel like they're little, but internal, they're big. They're lowering your vibration. And then another thing that happened too is when you cut out your white lies is that you'll begin to realize that you actually don't have as much in common with certain people as you thought you did. Because if you stay true to yourself and not, you know, add these white lies into the conversations that you're having, you'll realize that you're saying no to most of the stuff that you're now talking about if you're being honest with yourself, being truthful. You'll realize that you don't have as much in common. And there's nothing wrong with that, but we're talking about this is personal development. This is bettering yourself. It's like, do you want to be a better person? Or do you want to fit in with somebody who you don't really even have anything in common with? And you'll be able to tell how much you have in common with them once you stop lying. And if this is somebody you can always tell the truth to, then that's somebody that's your friend. Why do you think people have best friends? They're like, I could tell this person anything. They won't judge me. They won't tell my business. And you only have one of those. And if you're lucky, maybe two. But most people don't even have one or two. So that makes everybody else that you talk to kind of acquaintances. So are acquaintances worth lowering your vibration? So this also makes you want to, what makes you think about needing to do the shadow work. Because if you're going to surround yourself with a bunch of acquaintances to where you have to do things that's going to lower your vibration, you have to do that shadow work. You need that. Go to your, go home. Put down your phone. Don't turn on Netflix. This is part of the healing process. Turn off all of your electronics. Just lay down on the couch and just ask yourself, what the fuck is wrong with me? Why do I gotta keep lying? Just playing. But really, just like lay on the couch and be like, or ask yourself, why do I feel the need to have to fit in? What am I missing within myself to where I need to hang out with people that I can't be my authentic version of myself with? And that also means I can't tell them the exact truth, or I have to embellish, add to things, just white lies, or even some big lies for some people. And look at yourself and ask yourself these questions. Like, what can I do? Or what kind of people do I need to hang out with? Or do I need to be alone for a while to figure out why I need to hang out with these people that I have to not be able, not tell the truth to? And when you do this shadow work, it's going to be hard, because you have to be accountable. You have to be like, oh, dang, well, in third grade, I wasn't liked because I did tell the truth back then. And that could just be, self-confidence right there. And that's just something you can work on, is self-confidence. Because once you get your self-confidence under control, or just learn about yourself. When you learn about yourself, then that's how you build self-confidence. And once you stop the white lies, you begin to realize what you actually like. Because you're not going along with somebody else just to fit in. You're actually staying true to yourself. And as you get to know yourself, you remember who you are. And you get to fall in love with yourself. And I'm not meaning like conceited. I'm just talking about you get to know what you like and what you don't like. And that's where the isolation part comes in. When you give yourself some isolation, just be by yourself, it gives you time to get to know who you are. And also face some things, some issues that you might need to work out. This is all the healing process right here. But just try to eliminate white lies out of your conversations. if you don't have anything to say, just or if you don't relate to what somebody's saying, just say, oh yeah, no, I haven't seen that. They're like, it's a whole movie. Everybody's seen it. Well, I haven't seen it. I haven't seen it. And I guarantee when you walk away from that conversation, you will feel great. You will feel great because you didn't try to fit in with what everybody saw. If you didn't see it, you didn't see it. It doesn't make you bad or anything, but it makes you not bad, but it lowers your vibration when you make up a story that you did see something just because everybody else saw it. So this is one way you can raise your vibration. And more you tell the truth and eliminate white lies, the higher and higher your vibration will rise. And this is just in one area. This is just a start right here. And then at the same time, people can feel that you're telling the truth because your energy is just, it's pure because you are telling the truth. You just become a truthful person. We're all vibrational. We're all energy. People can pick up when people are not telling the truth. And sometimes all you have to do is ask a following question and then that lie is exposed. And now you're looked at as a liar when it was no need to even lie. And now you're walking around knowing you got busted in a lie that didn't even need to be one. And you're walking around with that guilt now. Now you're in a low vibrational state all day. And if you do this at work or something, every time you see this person who's kind of busted you in that lie, that's going to be a constant reminder that you don't tell the truth, which reminds you that you lied and now you're in a guilty vibration, in that lower vibration. So just eliminate the white lies and lies in general. I mean, if somebody's like, one of your friends or somebody's like, how does this dress look on me? Or how does my hair look? Just say, this is the difference. If it looks nice, it looks nice. If there's something, you know, like, oh yeah, why don't you, you know, you can always give somebody some, it's not even criticism. It's just telling them your point of view and just say it in a respectable way. You don't have to be, you don't have to say it in a, you know, to hurt somebody's feelings. If you don't like something, you don't have to just be like, well, I don't like your hair like that. Well, no, they shouldn't care what you think too much anyways. Because if they like the way they did their hair, they should feel comfortable in their body. But I guess, you know, some people need the reassurance by asking somebody else. But don't have somebody walking out the door looking crazy because you don't want to hurt their feelings by telling them the truth. Be like, hey, why don't you just throw on this blue shirt and it go better with those khaki shorts or whatever it is. So just work on this. Work on staying as close to the truth as you can in some situations. Like I said, sometimes it's going to be tough, like when a friend asks you something. But when it comes to a movie or a restaurant or something like that, if you haven't been to the restaurant, no, I haven't been. Have you been to an NBA game? No, I haven't been. You know what I mean? Somebody's like, I've been 12 times. How many times have you been? I've been 0 times. It doesn't take anything away from you. You're being honest with yourself. It's going to raise your vibration. But I'm going to end this right here. Until next time.